money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
For a season, nigga, I need
to another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. It's your host, Godspeed. Hope y'all doing good today, tonight, evening, whatever time y'all are listening to this podcast. As always, I'm going to start us off with a short prayer. Lord, thank you for the start of another week. Lord, we pray and ask that you will bless us and keep us safe in all that we encounter, all that we go through. Lord, we pray for protection over your people, Lord, over my people, Lord, and that we be safe in all that we do. In your daughter's son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Oh, my allergies are kicking my tail, man. My throat is itching. Ears are itching. Man. And it's kind of why I, like, been out of commission for a little bit. Just, not even really been sick, but, like, I had some pistachios, and then I started breaking out in hives. I was like, bro, what is going on? I didn't know if it was the pistachios or it was my allergies, but I think the pistachios, they were, like, chili-covered pistachios, and I think they were, I think I had an allergic reaction to something in the ingredients. And then my allergies, the pollen. I've always been kind of strong in my allergies. Like, they never really, like, act up like that. But the last two springs, I've been having a little bit more reaction to allergy season, per se. So, if y'all hear me scratching my throat, please excuse me, because I'm a little itching. Real bad. That wasn't me. That was Winnie that time. But, So today, Speech is just going to talk about, as the title says, what are we normalizing? So basically, in 2021, what are we normalizing? What are you normalizing? What am I normalizing? I'll just be frank and tell you what I'm normalizing. I'm normalizing leaving a job if you're not happy. Okay, understand that. A lot of people think you just walk out of a job with no plan. Don't do that. Don't walk out of a job with no plan. That is not what that means. Plan accordingly. You know what I'm saying? I understand sometimes things happen and you kind of just reach your limit and you might just walk out. But what I mean is leave a job you aren't happy with, but plan to leave. So that means looking at other jobs, applying to other jobs, so on and so forth. Like, that's what that means. And then you leave once you get a job, not just walk out, especially if you have a family or somebody to provide for. Like, I really feel like some people, because they hear me talk about this a lot in my podcast, they think I'm saying, like, leave your job. Like, no, bro, I'm a responsible person. I like to think, and I have duties and I have responsibilities that I'm in charge of and that I have to take care of. So, no, I'm not saying doing that, okay? I just want to clear that up. Right now. Be responsible, okay? So, I'm normalizing leaving a job and telling people to leave jobs if they're unhappy, okay? Life is entirely too short to work in a place where, first, you just want to make money, but you're not feeling fulfilled. You're not feeling called. You're not happy. You're just like, oh, my bank account is happy. Like, I get that. Like, I totally get that. Like, money, I ain't never had a lot of money. But I could imagine that having a lot of money probably feels really, really nice, you know, if I'm being honest. Like, it probably feels really good. But I like to think, I've always been a cerebral person. Like, I've said that multiple times in my podcast. I've always been a person that kind of think about things before I act. If I hear something, I think on it, meditate on it, if that's what you want to call it, whatever the case may be, I like to think about it. So, I hear people talk about certain things, I'm just like, you know, are you just taking a job just to for money? Are you just taking a job for money? Are you just taking a job for money? Are you just doing this because they told you they'll pay you this? But do you think you're going to be happy? Whatever the case may be. I know a lot of people don't think about that. A lot of people think about the money. I've done that. And I feel like it's my duty to spread this message because a lot of people are, like, unhappy with their life. And a lot of the unhappiness is caused by jobs, you know, just taking a job because it pays you good. Like, I get it. You want to make money. I want to make money. Cool. But let's normalize going after something that's a passion of yours. Like pursuing that. Like, my generation and before, baby boomers and the millennials, like, the normal thing was to go to college, get a degree, get a job in that field. Now, towards my, like, later years in grad school, towards my later years in grad school, there was a shift in the universe, in the world. People started becoming more people. It seemed like more people started becoming entrepreneurs in my age group. Like, I saw a lot of people start to, like, pursue the things that they really like. Like, they went after it. And the baby boomers and the millennials, it was more, oh, I'm a millennial, but it was more just like, I got to get a job, and I have to get a degree, and I had to get a job with that degree. That's how I'm going to make my money. That's how I'm going to take care of my family. And as time went by, I feel like this just furthest from the truth. You see a lot of people are unhappy with what they're doing. And a lot of times, I don't think this is really in the black community, per se. I feel like this is more in the white community. Like, their parents, have these stigmas and these unrealistic expectations of their children. And it's like, because daddy is a neurosurgeon, I got to go to school to be a doctor. Mom is a teacher, I got to go to school to be a teacher. But I really want to go to school to be a musician. I want to learn how to produce, make music. That's what I want to do. I want to learn how to use soundboards and all that crap. Like, that's what I want to do. But mom's a teacher, daddy's a neurosurgeon. So my brother is going to follow in daddy's footsteps, and I'm going to follow in mama's footsteps. And then you're just like, bro, I really don't want to do this. And all throughout your life, you have some resentment, you know what I'm saying? And eventually it comes out, and it comes out in a really unconstructive way. But it comes out. Oh, excuse me, y'all. These allergies are killing me, man. but we have to normalize the things we want to normalize, like good things. So I was talking to a good friend of mine, just talking. And that's where I came up with this topic, like, normalize. Like, we were talking about rest. We were talking about rest and how a lot of the times, and even myself was going through this, a lot of the times we don't feel like we deserve. I feel like I didn't deserve to rest because I had lost another job, and I just feel like I had to put everything inside of my entrepreneur businesses, this podcast and my YouTube channel, and creating t-shirt designs. Like, I feel like I had every day I had to do that, and I would sit at the computer for the whole entire day, like, no breaks. Like, I would go to the gym, and that'd be it. I'd go to the gym, come back, and I'd sit at the table and work on t-shirt designs and editing YouTube videos with no rest. And I'm just like, I was just like, I gotta do this. Like, I'm a failure. You know, I let my wife down, I let myself down, so I need to, you know, try to make something happen. And that, what that did was put a lot of pressure on me. Like, it put a lot of pressure on me, and I wasn't resting. So a good buddy of mine, who I talk about all the time on my podcast, we were talking, and he was just like, man, I'm just tired, man. I'm not stressed. So he says, but everything that he was saying was like symptoms of stress, being stressed out. So my boy was stressed out. He was saying he wasn't, but he eventually said it, like, later. But he was stressed out, and he wasn't. I don't feel like he was resting. He wasn't taking, like, me time. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's a hardworking man. He's a good man, and he's focused and whatever. But he wasn't taking time for himself. And we recently had a talk, and we were just like, man, we got to take time for ourselves, bro. And I, for myself now, like, I've been watching anime, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I took a step away from the computer, all that, like, and I just watch TV. Like, I was just like, I love, one of the things I love to do is watch TV. Like, I love to watch my shows. I love to watch new things. I don't know why. I just always been that type of person. It's just, it's relaxing to me. That's my form of relaxing and chilling. You know what I'm saying? Binging a show with my wife. Something like that. That's what I like to do. Playing my video game. That's what I like to do. My buddy was like, I like to take walks. You know, no music, nothing. So, and that's his form of relaxation. But we have to normalize resting. Like, I don't know where our generation gets this mindset of on go 100%. Like, I'm finna go hard. I'm finna go hard. Bro, sis, you can't go hard if you're not resting. I can't go hard if I don't get the proper rest. I can't do what it is I want to do efficiently if I don't get enough rest. If I don't recover properly, I can't do what it is I want to do. I am a fitness athlete. I love to work out. That's what I do. That's a part of my brand. It's my physique, my fitness, working out, making sure I'm consistent with the gym and eating. That's part of my brand. And recently I started working at a warehouse. And I get up in the morning, typically between 1 and 3, and I go to work. And then after work, I think one time since I started working there, I took one nap. And it really wasn't even a nap. It was just like I laid there. And then I went to the gym. But that has been making me ineffective at the gym. Like, my workouts have been poo-poo because I haven't been resting. And then I come home, and then I'm like, I had the mindset, like, I still gotta sit at the computer, do a podcast. I gotta edit this, that, do this, like t-shirt designs, and it was creating stress, and I'm already tired, so none of this stuff is gonna be good. Like, I'm tired, but my mind was just like, you have to do this. Forget rest, and that's bullcrap. That's bullcrap. I believe that you have to rest. You have to take time for yourself and recover. You have to be intentional. Lord have mercy, I'm just botching everything. You have to be intentional in what it is you need to do to take care of yourself. Self-care, you know. I feel like, I hope that nobody take this the wrong way, nobody stereotype, but I feel like a lot of women, you know, their ideas of self-care is going to the spa, getting a massage, getting their nails done, getting their eyebrows done, maybe going shopping, a little retail therapy. I feel like that's a lot of women's forms of self-care. Men's self-care different, but I feel like majority of men's self-care is playing a video game with the homies, playing 2K with the homies in the park, immersing themselves inside a video game and just losing track of the real world. That's the category I fall into, you know. But some men like to, you know, fix on something in their spare time for self care. Some people like to take walks, like my good brother. He liked to take walks, and some people like to do nothing. I fall in that category as well. I can do nothing and I'd be 100% content. It feels great. And this came up because I started thinking to myself, My generation really don't believe in rest when we're trying to, like, hustle and make things happen for ourselves. First of all, I feel like if we have a good relationship with God, maybe we won't think like that. Maybe we'll make more time to rest. Because at the end of the day, if God don't want you to have it, you're not going to have it. You know what I'm saying? And if he wants you to have it, you're going to have it. And we like to take so many things in our own hands, and we want to try to make things happen ourselves. And God probably just like, my son, my daughter, if you just do this, I'm going to take care of all the rest of this stuff. I just need you to do this right here. Just do this. I'm asking you to do this. You want a big house. You want a successful business. But you won't even do this, what I'm asking you to do. I'm speaking by myself right here. Because for so long, I ran from being a school counselor, which is where I got my master's in. I ran from it, y'all. I ran from it fast. And for some reason, when I finally decided to step into doing that, which I feel is one of my callings in life, is to be a counselor, mentor to kids and just people, which is why I have the brand, you know, started the brand the way I did it. I feel like a lot of things are going to start opening up. I mean, I can't see it right now, but I just feel it in my inner being. Like, I feel like a lot of things are going to start opening up. A lot of things are going to start happening. A lot of things that I wanted to do, you know, on. But I didn't mean to go off on a rant there, but I feel like if we had that relationship with God, we won't be so stressed out and feel like we got to do this to do that. Because I don't think that's how it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, we got to put the work in, put the time in. Of course. I'm not saying you're not supposed to, because you do. But I feel like it's supposed to be at a healthy level, not an unhealthy level. Not like every single day I'm doing this. Like, bro, don't nobody, at the end of the day, don't nobody really care how hard you work to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a few people that might care, but a lot of people don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't have that same story. A lot of people are, well, they were spoon-fed, you know. That just means that they had stuff given to them. And it's a lot of people like that. And it's a lot, and we don't realize how many people are like that, you know. But a lot of people had things, they were silver spooned, if you will. Like, they had things given to them. Not to discredit none of their work entirely, but a lot of the time, it's easier for them to find success because mom and daddy are, you know, established or whatever the case may be. They know people. But species, we have to normalize rest. We have to normalize leaving a job if you're unhappy. We have to normalize saying no to things if you don't want to do it. You know, I feel like a lot of, not just my generation, but a lot of people are yes people. They don't know how to say no. They're always worrying about people's feelings. Like, I get it. You don't want to be a mean person. But guess what's going to happen if you keep saying yeah to everything? Guess what's going to happen? You're going to end up saying yeah to something. And you're going to end up being resentful. You're going to end up being upset. You're going to end up being frustrated because you can't say no. And it ain't nobody's fault but yours. You ain't got to do nothing you don't want to do. And a lot of people think that makes you a bad person, but it does not make you a bad person. You are entitled to yourself. You are entitled to your feelings, your emotions. You're entitled to doing whatever it is you want to do. And I just wish people would get that. Like, you don't have to say yeah just because somebody is your mom or your dad, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your friend, your best friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is. You don't have to say yeah to something. If it makes you uncomfortable and you don't want to do it, don't do it. We have to normalize that. And I'm speaking on what are we normalizing and what we should normalize, because I just feel like the world is, first of all, it's crazy. The world is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy, man. I bet aliens just like, bro, I really don't know why we keep trying to make contact with these fools, bro. I don't want it. I don't want the planet. I don't want to get them this technology that we got that might help cure this and that. I feel like they just be like, man, forget that. Let's go on to the next galaxy and keep moving. But the world's crazy, and people are unhappy. I don't want people to be unhappy, especially if you can change it. Like, sometimes you just have to play the cards you're dealt, and that's what I'm doing. You know, that's what my mom, my dad has done, and they made some good lives for myself and my brothers. They did. You know, they worked hard. They put themselves in some positions. I don't think they're where they want to be yet, but you know, they work hard at it, and eventually, hopefully, I'm in a position to bless them and help them, maybe even retire them. They don't have to work another day in their life, you know. But I want to spread that message of normalizing whatever it is you want to do, man, especially when it comes to work and rest. Like, get your rest. Stop beating yourself up. Y'all got to stop beating yourself up because y'all trying to hustle and make something out of yourself. You can't beat yourself up. You have to pace yourself. You know, the late great Nipsey Hussle. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. The marathon continues. Life is a marathon. Building a business is a marathon, not a sprint. If it was a sprint, we'll have so many different businesses and stuff like that. All that type of stuff going on. So you got to pace yourself. You got to pace yourself through life. You got to pace yourself through whatever it is you're doing. Normalize rest. Normalize saying no. Stop being a yes person because you're worried about somebody's feelings. bro, if you ask them, because the thing is, when you think about it, let's say you do somebody a favor. You say, yeah. And then time comes where you need to ask them a favor, and they flat out tell you no. Guess how you going to feel? You're going to feel bad. You're going to feel upset. And I'm not saying don't say yes to helping folks. Again, I got to clarify things because people, I feel like people listen and they take it the wrong way. I'm just saying if you don't want to do it. I believe in helping people and trying to be there for people. I believe in it. But I also believe in if I don't want to do it, I don't have to do it. That doesn't make me a bad person. If I don't want to help you, I don't have to help you. That don't make me a bad person. And I feel like a lot of people think that it makes them a bad person. So normalize, you know, protecting your peace. You know, normalize protecting your peace. So I'm gonna get out my hot. I'm gonna get out my little table. Get out my little horse or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I just really wanted to spread that message to y'all, PTG. What are we normalizing? What are you normalizing in your life? What is it that you normalize? Do you normalize working hard and you get frustrated and you get tired, you get stressed out, and you know, for the most part, you're causing your own stress because you're not taking a step back, you're not taking some time out to recover, to rest. Are you normalizing saying yeah to everybody when they ask you a favor because you want to feel like a good person? And then when you need a favor back, they don't want to do it. You know, you can't expect people to do the things that you do the way you do. That's not the way you should live a life. Because humans are naturally selfish. We just are, okay? So what are y'all normalizing in y'all lives? I hope y'all found some great value in this episode, this podcast. I hope that y'all continue to come back and listen, man. Just shout out to all my supporters, all 10 of y'all. All 10 of y'all, man. I really appreciate it. I'll just be honest. Sometimes it's hard to keep going, you know. Sometimes it is hard to keep going because you're just like, you know, what if God don't want me to have a successful podcast or a successful YouTube channel or, you know, what if God don't want that for me? So a lot of the times I end up thinking like that, but, you know, this is something I like to do, as I said before. I'm just going to do it, whether it blows up or not. Somebody out there, whoever you are, I hope you find it great value in some of the words that I speak. And I hope y'all come back and continue to listen to the podcast. Go ahead and follow and like, subscribe, Prosper to Godspeed on YouTube. Follow me everywhere, Instagram. And always and forever, Godspeed. Shoot.
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prosper to Godspeed and it got me. Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every